Good morning, everyone. Welcome to worship this morning. Welcome. This is Ascension Sunday. It's the day we begin the series of three services: Ascension, Pentecost, Trinity. And also in our service today, we're going to be sharing the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, communion as well. So welcome to our service. We're going to be singing and then reading God's Word. So first of our songs is over to the band. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of Him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Bless out the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Bless out the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Bless out the to come together to bless the Lord, isn't it? And in our reading this morning from Acts chapter 1, we're going to be hearing the story of Jesus ascending into heaven. And the instruction was that the people were to wait to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, and then they would be sent out to change the world. And we today have that responsibility. We are that army advancing into enemy territory with the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. So our second hymn, we sing, An Army of Ordinary People. An army of ordinary people, a kingdom where love is the key, a city only through grace are we worthy. Children of promise shall flow together as one. And Jesus' prayer, of course, was that we would be one. And his promise to us was that wherever two or more are gathered in his name, there he is in our midst. And he is in our midst this morning, not just in the symbols of bread and wine, but by the presence of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and moving around us in our time of worship. Our third song, Jesus, Stand Among Us. Jesus, stand among us at the meeting of our lives. Be our sweet agreement at the meeting of our eyes. O Jesus, we love you, so we gather here. And every land, Christ, the love between us at the joining of our hands. Oh, Jesus, we love you, so we gather here. Join our hearts in unity and take away. Breaking of the bread, join us as one body as we worship you, our head. Oh, Jesus, we love you, so we gather here. Join our hearts in unity and take away. Join our hearts in worship. We join our hearts now in prayer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, risen and ascended, the Word made flesh, before all, in all, beyond all, for the lives you have given us and the gift of life eternal, we praise you. For all the beauty and the complexity and the variety and the wonder of the life that surrounds us, we praise you. And for all the opportunities and challenges, for the experiences and the achievements life offers us, we praise you. For all the things we can think and do, see and touch, hear and feel, smell and taste, we praise you. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the Lamb of the world, you are the suffering servant, the heavenly King. For the love that surrounds us each day, through family and friends, through the fellowship of the church, through the inner presence of your Holy Spirit, we praise you. For all the care and support, for the understanding and the friendship we enjoy, we praise you. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings. For your greatness that fills the universe, your power and your majesty, your holiness and your righteousness, your justice and your mercy, we praise you. And for the way you have brought our world into existence, the way you have worked throughout history, the way you have shared our humanity, the way you continue to build your kingdom today, we praise you. Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of all, forgive us that we have not lived our lives to the full, for we have taken its wonder for granted, and we fail to appreciate its potential, and we've lost sight of the abundant eternal life you offer. So for offering us life despite all of that, we praise you. Forgive us that we have not responded fully to the love shown to us. We've allowed it to be poisoned through discord and division. We have starved it of nourishment through failing to offer our love in return. And we've closed our hearts to all you would offer us. For loving us despite all of that, we praise you. Forgive us that we have not begun to grasp your lordship. We've not kept our sense of awe and wonder before you. We've let our vision become stilted. We've offered worship that's half-hearted, reflecting our weakness rather than your glory. And for calling us despite all of that, we praise you. Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, open our hearts as we worship you to the fullness of life, to the fullness of your love, to a fuller understanding of your greatness. And so may we truly confess you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. For all you are and all you have done and all you've yet to do, we praise you this day and forever. Amen. Well, Ascension and Pentecost and Trinity, these three successive festivals in the church year during which we try to express the inexpressible with words. Each of these days is reflected in a particular doctrine of the Christian church: the return of Jesus to heaven, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the triune nature of the one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And while these three doctrines may be endorsed in our minds, for they're in no way unreasonable, for them to impact our lives, they have to be embraced by our hearts. And so this week, the message of Ascension is that we no longer, for instance, have to go on pilgrimage to the Holy Land to see Jesus, for he's entered the invisible, but nonetheless the real world of his Father's presence. He can hear all our prayers. Wherever we are, however remote Jesus may seem, he hears us. And at Pentecost, we're reminded that God is within our heart. And God gives us the power to do all he asks us through the grace of his Holy Spirit. And so we try to use words, but words are quite inadequate to describe the three ways God reveals himself as the loving creator in the life of Jesus through the Holy Spirit in our hearts. And yet there are not three gods, but one God, whom we encounter in three different ways. So we call this the Holy Trinity. And today, at the beginning of these three festivals, we focus our attention on Ascension. And we read from Acts chapter 1, in which we've got the fullest account of Jesus' earthly departure. But it's not the only place in Scripture where we find language describing the fusing of the eternal with the temporal, of heaven with earth. So much of what we read in the Gospels and the letters and the other books that follow was in fact foretold in the earlier books of the Old Testament. So Acts chapter 1 from verse 1. Luke is writing to Theophilus. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit." So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it's not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up to the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. May God bless to us this reading from his holy word, and to his name be the praise and the glory. Why do you stand looking into the sky? This same Jesus is coming back. So we sing our next song, Do Not Be Worried and Upset. Do not be worried and upset. Believe in God, believe also in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house, and I'm going to prepare a place. Prepare a place for you. Gospel of John in chapter 17, Jesus in prayer with his Father prays, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. I brought along a visual illustration this morning. Two things to put in this bottle. One is some coloured liquid, and if I was to take the lid off of this coloured liquid and take some vegetable oil out of the man's kitchen and pour it into the container, then for a wee while we might see some colour mixture, but eventually we'd see some separation of the colours. The liquid and the oil separated from each other. And if we put the lid on properly and then give it a bit of a shake, it looks as though the oil and the coloured liquid have merged together and blended and become one. But have the oil and the coloured water really become one? Well, we'll just let that stand for a wee while, and throughout the service we'll watch what happens to it, because what we'll see is that although it looks like the oil and the water have become one, actually they will separate again once the froth and the bubbles go away. Hopefully they'll separate, they should separate. And when the oil and the water separate, that shows us that even when they were all mixed together, they were never really one. And hopefully that will be a pretty good illustration, a good picture of what Jesus wants us to be like in this world we live in. Before Jesus was crucified, he prayed for his disciples. He prayed that as they lived in the world, they would not become part of the world. He wanted them to add the gifts he had given them to the world, just as the water adds some colour to the oil. But he did not want them to become stained by the world. He wanted them to remain the person that God made them to be. He wanted them to know his love and to share that love with others. His army going out onto the enemy beaches to capture the kingdom. And so he prayed, "They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world." And that prayer's for us too. Because Jesus said that just as his Father sent him into the world, he has also sent us into the world. And we must live in this world, but Jesus has called us to be separate from it. Just as the coloured water and the oil are beginning even now to separate from each other, Jesus wants us to be separate from the world, although able to colour and change and transform it. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, help us as we live in this world to remain faithful to the call to be separate from the world. This we pray in the name of He who came into our world and yet transformed it, but did not become one with it. So we thank you that Jesus came into our world. We thank you that he returned to heaven. And as we go into our world, we thank you for the hope that we one day will be with him in heaven, and then he will return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. I've just been given a notice at the start of the service to remind you of the Bluebell Coffee Morning, which is Saturday the 8th June, this coming Saturday, 10 o'clock till 11:30, through in the large hall. Tea, coffee, baking, jewellery, baking stalls, bric-a-brac, raffle, all the usual stuff supporting the Bluebell Coffee Morning. The proceeds of that coffee morning go towards Crossreach's perinatal care services for the Perinatal Depression Project, and it's £2 for a ticket. Children come free, and there's a children's play corner as well. So I hope you'll come along and support that in goodly number. One or two of us will be at Presbytery and not able to come, but we'll be able to perhaps make a donation in some other way. So Bluebell Coffee Morning, Saturday 8th, 10 o'clock in the hall. As we sing again, we'll uplift our offering, and the offering's uplifted as we sing our next hymn, "With All My Heart." Mm-hmm. With all my heart I thank you, Lord. With all my heart I thank you, Lord. For this bread and wine we break, for this sacrament we take, by a sacrifice that you make, I thank you, Lord. With all my soul, I thank you, Lord. With all my soul, I thank you, Lord. For this victory that you've won, for this taste of things to come, for this love that makes us one, I thank you, Lord. With all my voice, I thank you, Lord. With all my voice, I thank you, Lord. For the sacrifice of faith, for the spirit and the flame, for the power of your name, I thank you, Lord.
With all our hearts, we thank you, Lord. You're the God of grace and glory, and in the gift of the risen Christ, you long for us to be one with him, unafraid and bold to make your love known, not just in our words, but also in our living. And as we bring our gifts to you this morning to be dedicated, we also bring our lives to be dedicated for a ministry that brings unity to the body and compassion and justice to all your children. Give us patience to listen where there's division, and give us vision to see the things that unite us. This we pray in love and in the name of Jesus, who came that we might be as one. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all as we gather round to share bread and wine together. This is the table of the Lord, and he invites all who love him to come and sit with him and share in this joyful feast. We're here because Jesus has invited us, and when he was on earth, we know that he often enjoyed meals with his friends. And on the night before he died, when darkness was beginning to settle on the town of Bethlehem, he sat at a table with his disciples in an upper room in that city. And at this Last Supper, he broke bread and he took wine and he told his disciples to remember him by following his example. Today, you and I are his disciples. And surely we're glad to follow his example and do what he's told us. And so as the Lord Jesus took bread and wine from that meal, so I take this bread and wine to be set apart from their ordinary use to this holy use. And as Jesus gave thanks and praise, let us also give our thanks and our praise. Loving God, you have made this a marvellous world for us to enjoy. You gave Jesus to be a friend and to bring us to you. And you sent your Spirit to make us one family in Christ. For all these gifts of your love, we thank you. And now we give thanks for Christ, crowned with glory and honour, exalted a Prince and Saviour at your right hand, where he's gone to prepare a place for us, that we may ascend to where he is and reign with him in glory. So we join with angels and archangels, with all the saints, in this joyful hymn of praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. For all your kindness to us, for all your goodness to us, we give you our thanks. And we thank you that you showed your love by sending your Son who gave his life for us and who rose again from death and who lives to pray for us forever. We thank you that he has taken away all that separates us from you and has made us friends with you and with one another. We thank you that he's brought us together around this table to strengthen us by his love. So send your Holy Spirit, we pray, upon us and upon these gifts of bread and wine, that we may know Christ's presence, real and true, and be his faithful followers, showing your love for all the world. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honour is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. And we pray as Jesus taught his followers, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, during that meal, the Lord Jesus took bread and he broke it after he'd given thanks. And he said, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me. And in the same way, after the supper, he took a remaining cup of wine and he said, This cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood. Drink from it, all of you. And so, in sharing this bread and this wine, we taste and we see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who find refuge in him. When Jesus rose from the dead, he came and he stood among his friends and he showed them his hands and he showed them his side and he said to them, Peace be with you. In his name and risen presence I say, the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Let's turn to the folks either side of us and share a sign of peace as we shake hands with them and wish them peace. Thank you. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your goodness to us as we gather around the table of our Lord and share this bread and wine. For we have remembered him and we have offered ourselves in his service till he comes again in glory. In the name of our risen Lord, we pray for all the children of your love. We pray for our homes and families, that parents may be faithful to the promises of baptism, that children may grow in love and happiness, that young people may discover the joy of obedience to Jesus Christ, and that those who are old may be honoured and loved. We pray for the family of the church, that your people may be attentive to the things of Christ, and that your love might be reflected in our lives. We pray for the whole human family, that the peoples of the world, from east and west, from north and south, may share in the good things you have given. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer and bring nearer the day when all people will live in peace and praise your name forever. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We close our time of worship this morning with our final hymn, Our Eyes Have Seen the Glory.
Our eyes seen the glory of our Saviour Christ the Lord. He is seated at his Father's side in love and full accord. From there upon the sons of men his Spirit is outpoured. All hail ascended King. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Came to earth at Christmas and was made a man like us. He taught, he healed, he suffered, and they nailed him to a cross. He rose again on Easter Day, our Lord victorious. All hail ascended King. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah, O hail ascended King. The good news of his kingdom must be preached to every shore. The news of peace and pardon and the end of fear and war. The good news of his kingdom is to them remembermore. O hail ascended King. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, hail ascended King. His kingdom is a family of men from every race. They live their lives in harmony, enabled by his grace. They follow his example and they see him face to face. Oh, hail ascended King. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, hail ascended King. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
So as the people of God, let's not just stand here, gazing up metaphorically into heaven, as the disciples did after they saw Jesus leave. Instead, let's take up the mission that Jesus called us to and left us with, to be his witnesses, to go into the world but not be part of it, to tell everyone we meet who Jesus is and how he has changed us. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit
be with you all this day and forevermore. Amen.